Welcome everybody to Amud Yomi. We are about to start Maseches Megillah, and we are going to start from the very beginning on Daf Beis Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on top. In order to fully understand this Mishnah, let's give a little bit of background. So we know that Purim is in the month of Adar, and it takes place on the 14th of Adar. However, if you are in a walled city like Yerushalayim, then it will be taking place on the 15th of Adar. Comes the Mishnah and tells us that those 2 days of the 14th and 15th of Adar are not the only 2 days where you're allowed to read the Megillah. Rather, you are allowed to also read the Megillah on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Now, what's interesting is that in the Megillah itself, it tells us about the concept of reading the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, and these extra 3 days of 11th, 12th, and 13th of Adar, they are all added in afterwards, and we're going to have to discuss where that comes from. So the Mishnah is going to discuss different situations where you would ever read on 11, 12, and 13, and why we would ever read there in such a situation. So comes the Mishnah and says, Megillah Nikris Beit Aleph, B'yid Beis, B'yid Gimel, B'yid Aleph, B'tes Vav, Lo Pachos, Lo Yosir. So the Megillah is able to be read between 11th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, no earlier than the 11th and no later than the 15th. Comes the Mishnah and explains how this could ever come into existence. So who reads on the 15th? Cities that were surrounded by walls, walled cities from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. This is the Yehoshua took over from Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you're in a walled city that was walled from the time of Yehoshua, then you read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. We're going to have to discuss why from the time of Yehoshua, something the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit later. Kfarim Bayaros Gedolos Korim B'Yodalit. Now, the residents of villages and large towns, so they read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Elasha Kfarim Akdim Liyom HaKniza. However, the villagers, they're allowed to go and read earlier. Rashi explains the reason why they would read earlier is because the villagers didn't always have someone who was able to read the Megillah. Therefore, they would go to the bigger cities on days earlier. Now, they would go every Monday and Thursday in the big cities. Those were the times that people would go to those big cities to go and have all their court cases judged and do whatever they needed to do in the bigger city. So they would move up to the Monday or Thursday before to go ahead and have the Megillah read for them during that time. And this is where the situations would come up that you would either read on 11, 12, or 13. So comes the Gemara and says, Ketzad, so what are the cases? How would this come up? So Chalios Yadal Bashini, so let's say the 14th of Adar falls out on Monday. So what would happen? Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. So the villagers and the people of the large towns would read on that day, and the residents of the walled cities who do it on the 15th, so they would just have Purim on the 15th, which is Tuesday. Now, it's important to know, all that we're discussing here is about reading the Megillah. We know there are a bunch of different elements to Purim. There's the Megillah, there's the Suda, there's Matanos Levyonim, there's Mishloach Manos, but over here, we are just discussing the actual reading of the Megillah, so that's the situation. If it was on Monday, we know it's simple over there what we would do. Now, Chalios Pashlishio Bervi, if the 14th falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, so Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKenisa, so the villagers would go and read by the Monday before, Vayaros Gedolos Korin Bamayom. The large town people would go and read on that day, on the Tuesday or Wednesday, which was the 14th. And the residents of the walled cities who read on the 15th, they would read on the following day, whichever the 15th was. If the 14th falls out on a Thursday, so the residents of the villages and the large towns again would read on that day. And the people of the walled cities would go and read on Friday, the 15th. Let's say it falls out on Friday. Let's say the 14th is a Friday. So Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKenisa. So the villagers would go back into the Thursday. That's the day that they would go into the big cities. They would do the Kriyas Megillah on the 13th. Vayaros Gedolos Mukavos Chomo Korim Bo Bayom. And the large towns and the walled cities would go and read on the 14th. The reason why the walled cities wouldn't move to the 15th is because walled cities can't read on Shabbos. We're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos because we're afraid that maybe you're going to come and carry a Megillah, bigger topic, not for us right now. Good. Continues the Mishnah. Chalios B'Shabbos. Let's say the 14th falls out on Shabbos. So Kfar Vayaros Gedolos. So the villagers and the large towns, they would go back and read the Megillah on Thursday, which would be the 12th. And the walled cities would go back and read it on Sunday. They would do it on the 15th, like they always would do in any situation. Let's say the 14th falls out on a Sunday. So the villagers would go back to the previous Thursday, which would be the 11th. And the large towns, those people would read it on that day, Sunday the 14th, and the people of the walled cities would go and read it the next day on Monday. So again, the general rules is that the walled cities were always on the 15th, the big cities were on the 14th, and the villagers were normally on the 14th, but if they had to go earlier to a Monday or Thursday before, then they would, as long as it's either the dates of 11, 12, or 13. So good, that's the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara and now analyzes these halachos in the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, Megillah Nikris Beit Aleph Benoan. So how do we know that we're going to read the Megillah on the 11th? Meaning the Psukim, as we mentioned, only talk about reading the Megillah on the 14th and 15th of Adar, so how do we know that this would really be a case on 11, 12, and 13? Ask the Gemara, Min Alan, what do you mean? Where do we know this? Kidabayinan lememar kaman, chacham mekila al kvarm lios makdim liyom hakanisa, kdeshi yaspiku mayum mazal nachem shebekrachim. That we already know this, that the chachamim were lenient with the villagers, that they can go and move their date of Megillah reading up, so that way they can be there to provide for all the people in the big cities. Now, this is a bit of a different reason that the Mishnah gave us. The Mishnah told us it's so that way they can go to the big cities to do all their court cases. Here, the Gemara is giving us a bit of a different reason. We'll discuss this as the Masechta goes on, but a bit of a different reason, because they were the suppliers of the food to the big city. So if they were able to read the Megillah earlier, then they can go and work on making sure that the big cities have food for their Purim Suda. But we already know how we have the source for the fact that these people are allowed to read the Megillah early. So what kind of question are we asking? So on Hachi Kamrin, this is really what we meant to ask. Michti, let's see. Kuhu Anshei Knesset HaGadolah Takninu. All of these dates listed in the Mishnah must have been made from the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were the men of the Great Assembly, which Mordechai, part of the Purim story, he was one of the members of there. Now, this was a very old Beis Din, one of the original Batei Din, and they established many different things, like Shemona Esrei. So all of this, all of these dates of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 were established by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. The Isa Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, Yud Dalet V'Tesvav Tikun, because if you want to say that, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah only said that you're only allowed to read the Megillah on the 14th or 15th of Adar and nothing else, an Asu Rabban of Akrei Takanta Takinu Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, could it really be that rabbis of a later generation came and said, oh, you know what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah said, only 14 or 15? That's wrong. Really, you could do 11, 12, and 13 also. That can't be, because V'Hatanah, because we have a Mishnah in Adios, in a different Masechta, which tells us, Ein based in Yachol Levatel, based in Chavero, Ela Im King Galdu Mimeno B'Chachmo V'Minyan. Only a court that is greater than the court that came before it is allowed to go ahead and uproot something and change a previous din. And this would not be the case. Ela Pshita Kul Anshei Knesset HaGadolah Takinu. Rather, it must be that the fact that we can read on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 was all established by the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. If this is true, so Hecha Ramiza, the real question we're trying to ask here is, where are these dates alluded to in the Megillah? How would we know that you're allowed to read on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and not just 14, 15? How do we see this in the words of the Megillah itself? So comes the Gemara with two answers. We're going to read the first one right now. So Amar Rav Shemin Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Krav. The Pasuk says, L'kayim es yimei ha-purim ha-ela bizmanehem. The Pasuk says that we try to establish these days of Purim in their times. It seems unnecessary to have this word bizmanehem in that form, which seems to teach us zmanim harbe tiknu lahem, that there were many dates that were designated for the fact that we can read Megillah, not just 14 and 15. So from this extra word of zmanehem, we see that you're allowed to have 11, 12, 13 as well. But ask the Gemara, is this really true? Hai mi ba'ilei legufei. We need this term bizmanehem to teach us about the 14th and the 15th. Zmanehem is plural. 14th and 15th are two dates, so we need this for itself. So answer the Gemara no, because in Cain, if that was so, if we just wanted to teach about the previous dates we mentioned of the 14th and 15th, lema kras zman, then the pasuk should have just said zman. My zmanehem, zmanim tuva. The fact that it has this zmanehem, this ending with the plural, teaches us that there were many times that were established. And asks the Gemara again, vakati mi baile zmano shozeh, go kizmano shozeh. We still need the plural form of this word to teach us that the times of the people that read on the 14th are different than the people who read on the 15th, and that's why it's going to be separate. That's why it needs to be in the plural. So answers the Gemara again, in Kain lima kras zmanam. It could have said zmanam with a mem at the end without the yud and the hey. So if the fact that it says, my zmanehem shmamina kulu, the fact that it says zmanehem teaches me that not only are the times going to be different for the people who read on the 14th and the 15th, but there are also going to be different times that you're allowed to read it, like 11, 12, and 13. Asks the Gemara now again, ema zmanam tuva. Once we establish that there's going to be this plural version, which includes many more times, why not say there are going to be many more times? Why only 11, 12, and 13? Why not just say the whole month of Adar? Answers the Gemara here, Zmanehem, Dumya Dizmanam. That when we have this Zmanehem, it needs to be similar to what the Zmanam would have taught us, meaning Mazmanam Trey, Af Zmanehem Trey, because the whole Megillah only taught us explicitly two dates. It only taught us 14 and 15. So now that we're expanding it, we need to also expand it only two dates to 11 and 12. Ask the Gemara of Ema Tresar Plesar. So why not say that these two extra dates that we're coming to expand would be 12 and 13. So we have 14 and 15 explicitly written in the Megillah. We're now adding 12 and 13. How do we know that you're even allowed to read on the 11th? So answers the Gemara, no, Kedam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Yid Gimel Zman Ki Lalakol. You know, the 13th has a totally different status. It's a time of gathering for all the Jews. Rashi explains that this is the time of the Milchama, when they all waged war and got together. So this is a different time, and of course you're allowed to read the Megillah there. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rush, gives a different explanation. He says this is the main source for Tainis Esther. The fact that everyone got together to daven, that was this time of Zman Ki La. But either way, the 13th 15th takes on its own status, and we don't need a pasuk to teach us that you're allowed to read on the 13th. Lo tzarach lerbuye hachanami yud gimel zman ki lalakol yiv lo tzarach lerbuye. We don't need an extra pasuk to teach us that you're going to have this additional element of reading on the 13th. Ask the Gemara of Imar Shisar Vishnisar. So once we're saying there are two extra days, why not say 16th and 17th? How do we know that it's going to be 11 and 12? Answers the Gemara velo yavor, because the pasuk says velo yavor, that you should not pass these dates, meaning the Megillah explicitly tells us 14 and 15 velo yavor, and you shouldn't go past these dates. Now, that was the first shita about how we know this is manehem. That's how we know 11, 12, and 13 has its own din. Now the Gemara comes with a second explanation. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar, so Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani gives a different explanation. He says, Amar kra, kayamim asher nachu bahem hayudim. When it mentions the 14th and 15th, it says, kayamim, like the days on which the Jews rested. Yamim kayamim. So we're saying the days like the days, meaning, l'rabos yud alef yud beis, that it's coming to add the 11th and the 12th. Ask the Gemara the same questions we had before. Ve'imar tracer utzleisar. Why not say that these two additions are going to be 12 and 13? How do we even know that you're allowed to read on the 11th? So I'm Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Yud gimel zman kayila lakohi velo tarach lirbuye. So the same thing again, that the 13th takes on a status by itself, and therefore you don't need it to teach me about the 13th. Rather, it's going to, the two extra dates are going to be 11 and 12, and 13 is going to be on its own. Ve'imar shisar v'shivsar. Let us say it would be 16 and 17. Answers the Gemara again. Velo yavor k'siv. No, we do not go past the 14th and the 15th that's mentioned over there. Good. Now that we mentioned we have a machlokas as to where we get it from, either Zmanehem or Kayamim, so we're going to have to discuss, why does one sheet not hold like the other? So comes the Gemara and asks, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, my time, lo amar bizmanehem. So why does the second sheet not hold like the first sheet? Because Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, lo mashma. He says the first drasha, I don't say that. That's true. It doesn't make any sense to me, and that's why I don't hold like that. Rav Shmuel bar Abba, my time, lo amar mi Kayamim. So why did the first guy not hold like the second guy that it comes from Kayamim? So he answers, Amar Lach. So Rav Shmuel bar Abba can answer. He said, Ahu Gedor Sudiksev. When it says Kayamim, it's not teaching me that we have two additional days. It's not teaching me about the 12 and the 13, or 11 and 12, which we have the 13 as a separate thing. Rather, it's teaching me that we're going to have the Megillah reading for all generations, that you always got to read it. That's what it means, Kayamim. That's what it was teaching me over there. This is Dav Bezim and Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day. Great things ahead. Thank you all so much for joining.